Emerging trends in hospital operations management. Hospital is evolving every year, every minute, every day, and every second. There are new trends which are coming and which is developing hospital into a different era. We are digitalizing at a speed where everything is so much digitalized that a lot of artificial intelligence is involved. The data has been tracked. So there is a lot of emerging trends in healthcare operation management. And in this chapter, I, Dr. Apeksha Desai, will be explaining about the emerging trends in hospital healthcare management or hospital operations management. Let us start with telehealth and the virtual care services. Telehealth evolved during digitalization, the era of digitalization which took place in COVID times, where access to the normal healthcare services was shut. People were scared to come out of their homes. There, the telehealth evolved in a way that every home started having a teleconsultation, and the remote patient monitoring increased. The number of patients undergoing remote monitoring increased. So telehealth and remote patient monitoring represents a paradigm shift in healthcare delivery. The way the healthcare services were working before, it gave it a different shift towards the healthcare delivery, capitalizing on digital technologies to redefine the patient-provider relationship. So the digitalization was involved in the consultation. We went into a digitalization to redefine the processes, to redefine the patient-provider relationship. These innovations allowed healthcare services to transcend physical boundaries, enabling consultations and monitors to occur regardless of the patient's locations. When telehealth or the virtual care services, they are not demographic bonded. The services are spread across the world. A patient sitting in any part of the world can access the service available in the other part of the world. The clinical consultations, it is beyond physical boundaries. And that's how the telehealth is evolving. Telehealth is a dynamic field that encompasses various facts such as video consultation, remote diagnostic tools, real-time data sharing, and all contributing to the more patient-centric approach. Telehealth is, like it is mentioned, that we do video consultation, we do teleconsultation, then we do have online prescriptions, and the online prescription orders directly go to the pharmacies and the pharmacies deliver it to the patient. So it's basically has improved the way the healthcare functioning is, and also it is more patient-centric approach. And as we are aware that healthcare or the hospital is always patient-centric. Patient is center of all the services in hospital. The telehealth overview. Telehealth at its core is the use of technology to deliver healthcare services remotely, bridging the gap between the patients and the healthcare providers. A patient sitting in Satara can avail the service of consultation with a super specialized consultation in Mumbai. So here we are bridging the gap between the patient and the consultant who are located on the different demographics or the different areas. It leverages a range of communication tools, including the video conferencing, phone call, secure messaging in dedicated virtual platform designed to healthcare interaction. So when the telehealth evolved, it also evolved a new platform of healthcare, telehealth platforms or dedicated virtual platforms, which had a communication tools, including conferencing, video conferencing, phone call, secure messaging, and dedicated virtual platform. So basically with telehealth also evolved the platforms which provided the service. Telehealth has an experienced significant growth and adoption. Like I spoke, it has evolved in a way that every alternate patient would prefer having a telehealth rather than a direct consultation, which increase their time, traveling time, or which increase their waiting times in OPD, because here the consultant is available on time in person, then, you know, and there are a lot of challenges while the patient has to personally visit. So this telehealth has changed the way an experience of consultations or the health services. For example, I have already given you an example during COVID pandemic, how the telehealth become the lifeline of the patients. We have spoken about how it changed the consultations, how people started having a teleconsultation rather than physically going to the hospital, because there was a lot of fear. Benefits of telehealth. Telehealth offers multitude of benefits that extend beyond just convenience. So it's not just convenient, but it has many other benefits. It's a game changer in the healthcare service industry. Yes, it has been a game changer, and we see how the game has changed of consultation of the diagnostic test. Increase access to healthcare. By eliminating geographical barriers, the telehealth provides lifeline to individuals living in remote or underserved areas. See, there are a lot of rural areas where healthcare has not reached in India itself. There are the places where the health centers are 20 kilometers away from the patient's house or residences or where the patient is located. It is not accessible for the patient to go there and take the treatment services. But with telehealth involved, and yes, as we are aware, the digitalization is all throughout the country. Even though the nursing homes are not available or hospitals are not available in these rural areas, but there is definitely access to the internet, access to the mobile, Android phones or iPhones is there, and they can avail the service of telehealth through those services. It enables patient to connect with healthcare professionals who may be located anywhere. So irrespective of the distance, irrespective of the transportation issues, it connects a bridge between the consultant and the patients. Convenience for patients. Allows patient to receive medical consultation, follow-ups, and even specialist opinions from the comfort of their home. So previously, if patient had to have a second opinion, he had to switch from hospital to hospital. But now with telehealth at home itself, he can get a specialist opinion or a second opinion or a follow-up consultation for himself. Continuity of care. With telehealth, patients can maintain ongoing communication with their healthcare providers. The patient is continuously in connect with the consultant where the monitoring of patient is done. Examples of Holter monitoring or ECG monitoring or sugar monitoring. There are the machines which are connected to the patients, and the doctors can review the data and accordingly alter the doses for the patients. So cost saving. The utilization of telehealth can lead to significant cost saving for patients. It eliminates transportation expenses, minimizes the need for hospital admissions, and reduces emergency department visits. So if there is a clinical required, now patient doesn't have to travel through his home towards the hospital. And it also, because he receives a timely treatment, it reduces the need for hospital admissions. Previously, it would happen that patient is awaiting, you know, because the transportation is not available, it is very expensive. He would not rush to the doctor, but with that access of, because of the time constraint, he would not rush to the hospital. But with the access of telehealth, now sitting at home or at office, at his convenient time, he can get a consultation of the specialist. And here, the treatment starts quite earlier than it would have been before, where patient would have been, you know, postponing his health needs. This also reduces the emergency department visits, because eventually he gets a timely care which doesn't lead to an emergency situation. Challenges and strategies. So let's talk about challenges and strategies in telehealth. It is technology and infrastructure, regulatory and reimbursement policies, patient provider relationship. Now, let's start with technology infrastructure. Access to reliable internet connectivity and appropriate technological devices can be a challenge for some patients. So some patients, underprivileged patients, or the patients which are in the remote areas where the net connectivity is not that great, can be one of the challenges. healthcare organizations should invest in improving infrastructure and providing support to the patient who may require assistance. Here, the infrastructure also is quite important because they should ensure, the hospital should ensure that they provide support to the patient who may require assistance. Regulatory and reimbursement policy. The healthcare organizations need to regulate, need to navigate complex regulations and reimbursement models associated with telehealth. Staying updated with evolving policies and advocating for favorable reimbursement structures is crucial. So as you know, telehealth is evolving, they also need to get updated. The hospital has to update themselves as per the evolved technologies or the policies or the, you know, the which are favorable for the structures, reimbursement structures. Patient-provider relationship. Building trust and maintaining effective communication with patient remotely is essential. So while the patient is not in the hospital, he is not visiting in the hospital, there is a challenge of building that trust and maintaining effective communication. Healthcare providers should establish clear protocols for telehealth. The processes and protocols of any operational management processes are to be defined well before starting any service. It is very important or very crucial for any service in operations management to have its processes and protocol at place. Otherwise, there are chances of failure, process failures, and then further spoiling the experience of patient. So basically here, the healthcare provider should establish a clear protocols for consultations, including privacy and security measures to ensure a seamless patient experience. So, you know, they have to ensure that there is a relationship between patient provider and also ensure that, you know, the privacy or the security of the patient is taken care of. So these are the few of the challenges, and then there are strategies to overcome them. So remote patient monitoring. Remote patient monitoring involves the use of medical devices and technologies to collect patient data outside of traditional healthcare setting. Device monitor vital signs, chronic conditions, and health parameters, transmitting data to healthcare providers for review and analyze. So RPM enables protective, proactive management of patient health, early detection of potential issues, and timely interventions. Like I had given you an example of a sugar monitoring machine, where a patient sitting in Kanpur may have that machine implemented, and the results are seen by a doctor sitting in Mumbai who is monitoring his health, who is monitoring his sugars, and eventually altering his medication dose sitting in Mumbai itself. So that is possible. The technology has brought, you know, has basically created a bridge and brought the patient care very close to the his needs, the his healthcare needs. Benefits of remote patient monitoring. Enhanced patient monitors. Continuous monitoring patient with chronic condition, post-operative patients, or those requiring close surveillance. So your benefits is it enhances the patient monitoring. The patient once goes home and has no connect with the doctor, but with this monitors, we can form that connect and bridge that gap between the and eventually enhance the patient monitoring. Provide real-time data on vital signs, symptoms, and medication adherence, enabling timely intervention and reducing complications. As I had given you an example of sugar monitoring, how timely intervention or timely changing of the insulin levels can reduce the complications in the patient, eventually for a better clinical outcomes. Improved patient engagement. RPM empowers patient with access to their health data, fostering increased awareness, self-management, and adherence to treatment plans. So while the monitors, while the patient's vitals are getting monitored, the sugars are getting monitored, the data is accessible to the patient, but he is also aware where his health or where his parameters are fluctuating. It will also help him, you know, self-management of his disease and adherence to treatment plan. For example, let's take an example of a diabetic patient who is not taking his medications on time or who is not taking his insulin on time and of course enjoying the sweets. Here, if his sugar levels are monitored daily basis with a machine, a continuous glucose monitoring machine, which is again reflected to his doctor, he is enabled to see his sugar readings daily, which make him aware that the parameters are going high, and yes, he has to start be very firm with his treatment plans. He has to ensure that his treatment plans are on place. efficient resources and allocation. Remote monitoring helps healthcare providers prioritize interventions based on patients' condition, severity optimization, optimizing resource utilization and reducing unnecessary hospitals. Because the health is getting monitored, the complication can be avoided and further the resource can be optimized. So this will reduce the unnecessary hospital visit. Early detection and prevention. RPM enables early identification of deteriorating health condition, allowing timely intervention and priority preventive measures. The proactive approach can help prevent hospital readmissions and improve patient outcomes. The challenge and strategies in RPM are device interoperability, data management and analysis, patient adherence and education, privacy and security. So, integration and compatibility of various remote monitoring devices and systems can be a challenge in healthcare. Healthcare organizations should invest in standardized platforms and ensure seamless data exchange between devices and electronic health records. So, if an instrument or a device is implemented in the patient or patient is using a particular device, the hospital should ensure that the data which is flowing from the device is captured well by an electronic health records, which is further visible to the consultant for reviewing the health of the patient. The volume of data generated through RPM can be overwhelming. Healthcare organization to develop robust data management and analysis system to derive meaningful insights and actionable information from the collected data. So when these devices are basically placed, they can generate a huge data. To analyze that data is also important and derive the meaningful insights of that data. Otherwise, we will not be able to rightly treat the patient. Patient adherence. Patient needs to educate about the proper use of remote devices. Set up data, transmission, adherence to monitoring schedules, clear instructions should be given to the patients, and ongoing patient education programs need to be essentially implemented in this case. So patient should be made aware that this device has a particular cycle which needs to be refreshed, the data has to be transferred, or you know, there are certain preventive protocols which are to be followed. So the data transmission, this all has to be, the patient has to be educated and he has to be emphasized. He should adhere to those criteria of data monitoring. Privacy. Protecting patient data and ensuring privacy is crucial while implementing RPM. Healthcare organization to adhere stringent security protocols and comply with relevant privacy regulation to safeguard patient information. So they have to ensure that they safeguard patient information, because if it is leaked, it can really be harmful. Artificial intelligence and machine learning in healthcare. Artificial intelligence and machine learning have surged in prominence within the healthcare industry, heralding a new era of innovation and transformation. These cutting-edge technologies are revolutionizing the way healthcare is developed, impacting several critical areas, including patient care, diagnostic, operational efficiencies, and medical research. So there are a lot of technologies which are now revolutionizing the way the healthcare is developed. The artificial intelligence and the machine learning in healthcare is impacting a lot of several critical areas in the hospital. Transformation of capabilities in patient care. AI and ML have emerged as a powerful tools to enhance patient care by providing personalized data-driven insights. These technologies help healthcare provider tailor-made treatment plans and intervention to individual patient needs, optimizing patient outcomes. Examples include AI-driven decision support system for medical professionals, which assist in making accurate diagnosis and selecting the most effective treatment options. So with the powerful data, in AI, it actually helps us AI decision. So it helps us make an AI decision support system for the medical professionals. It helps us decide the accurate diagnosis and then selects most effective treatment options. So with AI, the way we are treating patient is changing. The decisions are more AI support. Previously, they were diagnostic support, but now they are AI diagnostic supports. revolutionizing the diagnostic. The application of AI and ML machine learning to a medical diagnostic such as medical imaging, a paradigm shift in the disease detection and monitoring. Yes, it has changed the way we evaluate or detect a certain disease. Algorithm analyze vast data sets such as X-rays, MRIs, CT scans to identify anomalies and their patterns. So basically, the algorithms in AI and ML analyze data sets available across, and that may be difficult to discern through traditional methods, which is not possible by a traditional method, because now it is evaluated through and analyzed through various data sets. It enhances accuracy and efficiency in diagnostics, leading to earlier disease detection and more timely intervention, which can be critical in cases like cancer. So now it is possible to early detect the cancer by AI interventions and ML interventions in the healthcare systems. Streamlining healthcare operations. AI and ML are optimizing healthcare operations by automating routine tasks, enhancing efficiencies, and reducing administrative burdens. They assist in tasks like appointment scheduling, billing, managing electronic health records, allowing healthcare professionals to focus on patient care. These technology also help in resource allocation, staff scheduling, identifying areas for operational improvement, which ultimately leads to cost savings, improved patient outcome, and patient experience. Facilitating medical research. AI and ML are expediting medical research by processing and analyzing vast amount of data, including genomic information and clinical trial results. They aid in drug discovery and development, identifying potential candidates for treatment, predicting drug interactions, and personalizing medication protocol. So here, with the help of AI, the medication protocol can be customized, it can be personalized as per the multiple reasons or multiple reports which are available in the system. With the vast data range it is having in itself, these innovations have the potential to accelerate the development of new therapies and improve patient outcomes. So the data what AI and ML generate, it helps innovating and accelerating the development of new therapies. Medical imaging and diagnostics. AI and ML algorithms are being applied to medical imaging data such as X-rays, MRIs, and CT scans. These technologies assist in diagnosis and disease detection by analyzing images, patterns, improving accuracy and efficiency. Early disease detection, especially in cases like cancer, is significantly enhanced through AI-powered image analysis. So AI basically helps in image analysis in the radiology procedures like X-rays, MRIs, and CT scans, which again helps us, early detection of diseases like cancer. Predictive analysis and risk assessment. AI and ML analyze extensive patient data, including electronic health records, medical history, genetic information, and lifestyle factors. So basically, they analyze multiple data what is available in the system, which includes the electronic health records, medical history, genetic information, identify patterns, and predict disease risk. So here they identify the patterns and the multiple patients or the multiple data available, predict the disease risk, enabling proactive personalized preventive measures. High-risk individuals for conditions like diabetes and cardiovascular disease can be identified, and interventions can be applied accordingly. So basically, they evaluate the areas, they evaluate the data, patient health records, and then they analyze or compare the data to the data of a particular patient which has been evaluated, and then they apply the formula to it, where due to the analysis, the early detection of disease can be done, and high-risk individuals for conditions. So basically, for high-risk individuals with the comorbidities like diabetes, blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, so here the interventions can be applied accordingly. Drug discovery and development. AI also revolutionized drug discovery by analyzing genomic data, protein structures, and medical literatures. The AI works on a multiple or the vast size of data, which helps us to develop certain aspects in pharmaceutical industry. It analyzes the genomic data, protein structures, and the medical literatures. They accelerate the identification of the potential drug candidates, predict interactions, and optimize personalized treatment protocols. So they basically evaluate and analyze the data, then map it with the data, whether treatment for the particular person or the candidate, and then predict the interactions. These technologies contribute to more efficient drug development and personalized medicine. Virtual assistants and chatbots. AI-powered virtual assistants and chatbots provide patient support, answer queries, and offer basic medical advice. So the chatbots are available where a basic medical advice can be provided. So if you enter, for example, let us take an example of an healthcare tool which is used to evaluate what diagnostic a patient should does. So a person chats with the chatbot, and then the chatbots revert with the required, you know, with the required questions which is answered by a person, and then it further evaluates what tests are required for that person, which will resolve the issues or which are connected to his complaints or the clinical conditions. They assist in triage, self-care instructions, and personalized health recommendation. So they help in triaging the patient. So if you add up the symptoms, they provide the automatic triage rating or triage type of the patient, and further also can provide the instructions for the further line of treatment. The 24/7 availability improves accessibility and reduces routine inquiries burden on the healthcare professional. So here it automatically reduces the burden on healthcare profession and also enhances the patient's experience, because chatbots are available 24/7. They are AI based virtual assistants and chatbots, so they are available 24/7. They are available for the patient to take care of. They are available for the patient's accessibility at a click. So here the inquiries burden on the healthcare profession or the hospital workers reduces automatically. Remote monitoring and predictive care. AI and ML or artificial intelligence and machine learning and remote patient monitoring system continuously analyze patient data for real-time insights. So we get a real-time insights with the help of artificial intelligence and machine learning. Early detection of deteriorating of health conditions, predictions of patient deterioration, and timely interventions. It enhances patients' outcomes, reduces hospital readmission, and enables proactive and personalized care. So AI and ML helps in enhancing the patient outcomes, clinical outcomes.